This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast, and I'm looking for characters to talk to, and they're obviously not happy. Not happy. Brentford nil, Fulham nil. No goals scored, and to be quite fair, it was a fairly, I don't know if the word is insipid game. It wasn't the best, but at the end of the day, characters just walking past. It's really funny because they don't want to talk about this Fulham. Tell you something, it was a bit of a poor game, wasn't it?
Very poor game. For a Fulham game, very poor. Very disappointed. No effort.
Characters coming here, they're just putting their hands up. I don't know what they're expecting today, but absolutely, this result didn't really matter what happened today, did it?
It didn't, but it did. It would have been nice to have had a decent match with a bit of a fire and brimstone about it, wouldn't it? But
there was no fire, there was no brimstone, was there?
That was awful, mate. It was just a real end-of-season game. I've got Reading Kerry with me today, and she says it was like a pre-season friendly.
There's an argument to say that we took 4 points of Fulham, so we're the winners out of this one. Am I pushing?
I like your optimism, mate. I like your optimism. I enjoyed the away game a lot more than I enjoyed the home game.
UBs. Listen, I mean, I don't know how do we describe that one?
It was a tough one. I thought we might lose that.
Why?
So I'm
how can you lose a game when somebody doesn't really have any shots on your goal?
No, but before the game I thought we might lose it. Happy with a point.
I mean, are you disappointed? Was it a bit flat? Or
yeah, it was a bit flat, but we haven't lost the derby. We haven't won it, but we haven't lost it.
Yubis.
Yubis.
You come all the way from Manchester for that. Are you happy or are you not happy?
Well, for me, it's my last game of the season. I can't make it down for Newcastle. Hoping for a big team performance against our local River Rat rivals. They weren't quite there. It felt like a pre-season friendly. Not much in the first half. Look at the stats. Fulham looked like the better team. Low quality. We tried to give it a go in the last 15 minutes. Went almost four up front. Couldn't quite do it, but it does seem a little bit like we're on the beach.
On the beach? We're on the beach. Are we talking about Normandy or are we talking about the White Cliffs of Dover or are we talking about Bournemouth Beach?
Yeah, well, wherever the ball bounces best, I'm not sure.
he's got no idea what's going on. He's got no idea what beach he's talking about.
You're right.
He's talking about being on the beach. And do you think that we were both on the beach, do you think? Or what
I
do you
think
reckon?
It was just a bit lacklustre, wasn't it? It was just a bit too casual and everything. Like, Tony looked a bit off it. Like, I really respect what Tony's done, to be honest, with the club. Like, it's amazing. But it just seemed a bit kind of off from him. And then, I don't know, like, it was just, you kind of, like, it's a derby. You kind of expect a bit more, like, fire to the team. And I just didn't see it. I didn't see it today.
And Fulham, it's really bad. I'm really struggling to sort of say anything about this game because it's pretty vanilla. It was pretty vanilla, this game. You know what I'm saying? It's a pretty magnolia. We're talking about the magnolia effect of this game, isn't it?
It was just, it wasn't like great. I mean, as I said, you expect from a derby, you expect it to be a bit fiery, but it wasn't. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because we're safe now. Maybe if we weren't safe, then it would be fine. but I think there was just something missing.
Is there something missing? To be fair, again, you know, win or lose, the players walk around, thank you for their support. They're walking around, we've, you know, it's a nil all draw, but they're saying, listen, the bees here, fans, you Reds, clapping the players for their performance today in this Magnolia game. It was a Magnolia game. It was one of those games where you wouldn't have even noticed. If this game didn't happen, you would have had no idea that it just didn't happen, because it was like, there was nothing, was it?
It was boring, wasn't it, really? It was a bit boring, a bit dull. The only thing you really take out, we didn't lose. So, you know, we didn't lose to them, but I don't know. There was no real intensity first half. Bit more of it second half, but two teams who, without much to play for, and even though it was a derby, it just wasn't there really, was it? It was just, it was disappointing, because obviously, as fans, we're hoping they're going to be a bit more up for it and a bit more intensity than that. But you know, we didn't lose. It's the main thing. We don't want to lose to Fulham.
It's really funny. I'm listening to you, and you're literally trying to pluck out reasons to make this sound really good.
There are no reasons to make it sound really good. Well, the only thing I can say is it wasn't as bad as last week.
At Everton.
That was awful.
Yeah.
We were a bit better than last week, but that was a pretty low bar, and it's just sort of like, I don't know. Maybe just end the season now.
End the season now. There you go. Start the season in August, some people are saying. End the season now. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, it very much felt like it if you were here. I think, yeah, it's very hard to get people to sing, let alone stay up to half-time to watch the rest of the game. But, I don't know, there's not much more that you can expect from a game like today. I know it's Derby Day, but neither team's got anything to play for. You don't want injuries, and then you're out for the summer, isn't it, really? So both teams, I think, you want to play easy. There were moments when it was end-to-end, but, yeah, definitely nothing exciting. It was just nice to come into today without the fear that the result we were dependent on the result.
I just want to say something. Have you looked down there? There's the only person I've ever seen with that mash-up, really nasty 25 kit
horrible
shirt.
Kit.
The only person that I've ever seen wearing that shit, that kit. Sorry. that was a slip of the tongue. I'm sorry. He's gone up there.
I think maybe if they wear it often enough, maybe it'll catch on. But I won't be buying one anytime soon.
The first person. Have you ever seen anyone wear that?
No, I've seen it in the shops. I genuinely haven't seen anyone actually wear it. No.
Mate. Anyway, coming back to what you were saying.
Yeah. No. It was nice to come today without the pressure of it, of the points needing to matter, as it were, because you know what happens with a derby. It's so much more than just how good you are at football. There's so many other variables going on, and the atmosphere and the pride that rides on it. So it's nice to be able to come and just enjoy a game. That being said, I would have liked them to give us a bit more of a show than they did, but hey-ho.
Hey-ho.
That was poo. End of season poo.
Listen, OK, let's get straight to the point. I'm not happy.
Tell me why. Because we never actually broke sweat that game.
We didn't care.
Not in a derby.
We didn't care.
You know what I mean?
We didn't care?
No, we didn't care. Enough. Not enough.
So do you
we
think...
We care, but not enough.
Okay, do you think that was Peter Gillam's fault? Because it's his job to make them care for this game.
Of course it is. It's Peter's job, the Gill, and he should actually put his work in all week long to psych us up for this game. Derby games are important.
And they weren't up for it.
I thought it was poo.
Yeah?
It was poo.
That's all I've got to say. And do you want to go there and tell them that yourself?
I'm going to go past the dressing room anyway in a minute. If the windows are open, I might say poo, 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 poo. And hopefully they can hear when they come out of the showers if they're washing themselves after not breaking sweat.
Yeah. That's right. There's no point me even talking to you about this game because obviously you... Do you think this game is...
I made it up at half time.
Yeah. So game was rubbish.
It was naff.
They weren't having it.
I'm going from poo to naff now.
Yeah. And the season's over.
The season's finished. Yeah. I mean, Fulham are not going to Europe now. We stopped them today, didn't we? I think they were going to go for the Champions League, weren't they, today? And we stopped them, so that made it very good. Not. I'm just joking.
You bees.
I'm sorry. You bees. Happy days. We got 4 points over the Fulham, the full scum this season, and that's all that matters.
That's right. Well, that's the upside. That's the upside.
No worries.
I mean, just coming back, the interruption, the Lambrisco wasn't happy, but and you can understand his unhappiness as well, but you see some positives in that game.
Yeah, I can understand the frustration because you paid a ticket to watch some entertainment. So when it's a bit lackluster, I understand that it's a bit irritating. But no, there's still positives. I think we had a very high possession for once, which we don't often have in games. So it was nice to see us actually have a bit of calmness, a bit of control, knock the ball around. And yeah, really liked the overload we were given on the right-hand side with Mbeumo and Damsgaard. It meant that when we did get the second balls were loose, we were picking them up straight away. Saw that more in the second half than the first, in the first half than the second, sorry. And then, yeah, I was a bit disappointed to see Damsgaard even taken off because I think he was having a blinding game. He didn't have the pace on his little one-on-one here, but that's in my opinion, you've got to try and chip the keeper. Yeah. Everyone would have applauded him for trying, at least.
Yeah, this is all good. So listen, and this is Fernando. We talked about him on the podcast earlier, my friend Fernando from Brazil. I met him in 2010 at the Brazil World Cup, you know what I'm saying? And 2014, I thought 2010, okay. I knew it was 2020, South Africa. Look, he's correcting me now as well, you know what I'm saying? 2014, which is 10 years ago, I met Fernando in the Brazil World Cup as well. He gave me a lift out of the stadium to the airport so I can go and see the USA play Germany because I was struggling as well. I was hitchhiking. Just like my old days and my student days, I was back again hitchhiking and Fernando gave us a lift. And then we just kept in touch. And then he says, I want to come and see the Super Bees. And he says, I want to see you play Fulham. And I said, no, watch us play Sheffield United. It's going to be much more exciting. But he came to see the Fulham game and the game was here. We didn't score any goals. It wasn't the best game in the world, but still, very happy.
We are very proud to be here at the Bees Stadium. So I think the Bees deserve to win the game, but the referee.
Are you not happy?
I'm not happy with the referee. No, because
you sound like a Nottingham Forest fan. No, just keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, no. I think next season with Igor Thiago.
So tell us. Okay, so you're Brazilian, you know everything, but tell us about Igor Thiago because Brentford fans know nothing about Thiago. Tell us.
Okay, Igor Thiago played for my rival club in Brazil, which is Cruzeiro.
Who do you support?
I support Atlético Mineiro, the most fanatic fans in the world, actually after the Bees. And then,
I paid him.
Yes, and the Leeds.
Oh, yeah, no, forget them.
Not forgetting them, yeah, for sure.
They're falling apart.
Was a joke, I'm sorry. Yes.
And then, I've been teaching him well, as you can tell.
Yeah, okay, but Igor Thiago is a very good striker. I think you cited for a very good player, and next season the B is going to get very higher than this season.
Yeah, okay. And what was Thiago? Did he cause a lot of problems when he played in Brazil?
No.
Did he cause problems on the pitch? Was he very dangerous?
No, he was not dangerous. I think he played well. That's why.
Well, that's some dangerous means well. Does he play well on the pitch?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's a very good player. Yeah. Yes, he's a very strong player. And then I think you're going to be happy with him. Thiago, it's going to help the Bees a lot next season. I'm sure. Yes. But even I hope next season the Bees must be much more aggressive. I mean, on the pitch. Yes.
You think you were very polite?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. It must be more like.
So you like a little bit of action.
Action. Yeah, action on the pitch.
Action
on the ground.
Jackson. Steve Jackson. You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen. So, when you come back next season, we'll have much more action on the pitch.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope to see it. And we will do as much effort as you can to come back here to watch more B matches. That's yes.
UBs.
Easy life. UBs. Yeah.
Back in the pub, back in the globe. Bees in the house. I'll be honest with you, I might have to close this podcast up quite early because we ain't getting no vibes on this one. Everyone is pretty much saying the same thing. End of season. Terrible game. On the beach, had a little chat with Ethan Pinnock a little bit earlier as well. He was very happy with himself. Yeah, didn't put him on the microphone because I didn't think it was right to do him, you know, on the microphone, because I keep the conversation private. But I'm not going to keep my conversation private with the old Jay. He's going to tell us exactly what he thought about that game, isn't he?
Well, it was a load of crap, wasn't it? Let's be honest. It was as a lot of people have been saying, it's...
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It was flat. There was lack of energy, lack of purpose, lack of cohesion, a lack of Tony, as what a lot of people would say. I've got to put it out there. I understand why people boo Tony. I understand that. Because, you know, football's emotive. But to boo your own player, is to me, is just not necessary. Because all you're doing is fueling the fire for Fulham and the Fulham players. But I can understand why they were booing him, because he did look disinterested today, and his last two or three games have not been great. And so I can understand that. But me personally, I wouldn't boo a Brentford player, because I just wouldn't do it. Because all that does is give incentive to the opposition. But with the game, again, as I say, it was a bit flat. There wasn't really too much going on. There was a couple of good performances. As you mentioned, Pennock had a good game. Potter had a good game. And I thought Damsgaard also had a good game. But I think we take the point, we move on. You know, it's right near the end of the season, and you can't really say too much about the game, to be honest. It was a lot of bored faces.
A lot of bored faces. I'm not sure Pat was amongst them bored faces today. Were you bored at the game today, Pat?
Very much.
What was that?
It was a very flat game, and it was very, very boring. I don't know whether, because they know now, the Bees, that they're going to stay up, that the commitment wasn't there. But I just felt like they could have given a bit more. I just lost interest in it, and I don't normally...
No interest.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, you know, Tony didn't pull his weight today, and the crowd were calling for him to go. I think Tony's overrated. I've always said that. He's never been a real popular player for me. As Jay said, I wouldn't be booing my own teammate, you know what I mean? But Tony really showed today that he don't give a tuppence. That he was walking around like, it was like, ooh, he had no energy. The ball went past him, he didn't even bother with it. So Tony's got to go, and wherever he's going to go, good luck to him, they can have him. But the Bees today, they just didn't pull it out of the bag, the whole game was flat. I just wish we could have got a goal against Fulham. I can't say too much more than that, Bill, to be quite true.
You're looking forward to the holidays, are you?
Having a break.
You look forward to the holidays. The end of season, just like it's all over.
Well, I don't like to feel like that, but it seems like it's building that way, that even the team and everybody's feeling a bit worn and a bit tired. So a break for everybody all round, I think we're doing the world a good. But also, I must say, I feel that Thomas Franks is to blame today. Yes, because the way things were going, I felt that Franks should have done a change before he did, and he should have pulled that Ivan Tony off and not left him on there. He needs to grow a pair, Franks, at times, and say, right, you.
That's the reason why the boo. That was the main reason for the booing as well, because Tony didn't come off. People were quite surprised that Tony didn't come off. And was it Damsgaard came off instead? So that was where the booing came.
Yeah.
The booing wasn't for Tony, even though there was chance at Tony, but the booing was for the substitutions.
Thomas Frank shouldn't have allowed him to have been on that field as long as he had.
No, absolutely.
Because he didn't contribute nothing.
He didn't contribute, and it's a shame. And because
it caused the crowd to get angry. And be shouting things out as well, like.
And these are the things that you won't pick up on Match of the Day or anything else. This is where you pick up on the Beside. That's why you listen to the Beside podcast, because we're telling you what happened straight from the source.
You've got to talk as it is and not brush these things up and make out it was marvellous, because it wasn't. End of. Have a good bank holiday, everybody.
Come shop hands. So you weren't happy with the game today, were you?
I think you say, when you look at like Patrick said, or like you just said, you look at Match of the Day and they cut it down and they show you what you want to show you. But if you're looking at that game, for example, the booing was about Damsgaard and Lewis Potter put in a shift. Like, they did so well. I mean, Damsgaard is running around, he's trying to win every little loose ball, anything. You know, it's a West London derby. We've got nothing else to play for this season apart from that West London derby kudos. You know, we've gone to Stamford Bridge and beaten Chelsea. We've kind of drawn them at home. We've gone to like Craven Cottage and beaten Fulham. This is about kudos. It's about West London derby, and you want to see players fight for the ball, win for the ball. You want to see players like enjoying the game. And basically, when you saw the two players in terms of like Damsgaard and Lewis Potter come off, and you still got Tony on the pitch, he was walking around the pitch like he didn't want to be there. His mind was somewhere else. Like Pat said, people are running past him, he ain't putting a foot out, he's not chasing them down, he's standing there on the line. It was like, you know, he looked like an 8-year-old playing, you know, in a little league, kind of just waiting there, goal hanging for that perfect ball to come to them. And as much as I wanted Brentford to win and score, at the same time I thought, I really hope Tony doesn't score, because he didn't deserve it. People were chanting, you know, we want Tony out and we want you to go. People were chanting that because I think, you know what, in Brentford history, he will go down as a major part of getting us up to the Premier League, and for that we applaud him and we thank him, and he will go down as a Brentford legend, as your Dean Holdsworth we all and other people. But at the same time, yes, of course, we all know he wants to go, he wants to move on, but show some respect when you're on the pitch. Right, show some respect, show some commitment, and give your all. You know, if you want to go, you need to show that you're good enough to go to another team. And what he's showing at the moment, it's a lack of respect, and you don't want to see that. And I think the fans did get frustrated, because, you know, we know he wants to go. We've known that for a long time. And if he hadn't been banned, you know, I know people talk about the Tony effect and, you know, his impact on our season. The fact of the matter is that if he hadn't been banned, he would have gone at the end of the season. He would have gone last season. That is as simple as that. But he's come back. You know, he had that first game he scored. I know just now we talked about, yeah, this game that he's scored that's kept us up. But ultimately, if you look at his contribution since he's come back, I don't think he's made that major contribution. Personally, I haven't. I want to see passion. I want to see players playing for the fans and giving all that they can. And he didn't show that today. And that's why people booed the decisions that were made by Thomas in terms of keeping him on the pitch. And we didn't need to, you know, if you look at the Luton game, when we had Sharda and Whistler, we looked phenomenal at the Luton. And I know it's Luton, and I know they're looking at, you know, they're in the position that they're in, but we played really, really well. And we just, when Tony's come back in, you know, look at Everton, look at this game, he's bringing the team down. And I think, unfortunately, you know, it's time, we're right at the end of the season, we've got two games left to go. It's time for the next generation.
Talk about the next generation. Also, I'm just want to take a little bit of time out. And I know you might think, actually, it's a Brentford game. At the end of the day, we can do what we want. We can sing what we want. And I thought I'd just sing a little bit of a song today, because there's a few things that happened today, not around the Brentford game, but around other games. And I'd just like to say that Leeds are falling apart again. Leeds are falling apart. Leeds are falling apart
Sorry. Just one of those things that just came to me at the top of my head, you know. So, Rasmus Ankersen at Southampton, I spoke to him a couple of days ago. And I said, you've only got one job. And he said, we'll see if we can do it. And Rasmus Ankersen did the job very nicely with this Southampton team. And they've kept Leeds in the playoffs. So they're going to have to go and do it again if they're going to do the business as well. But it's just funny, because if you know the history of Brentford and Leeds over the past year, the history of us two and the little beef that's happened. But listen, if you listen to the square ball, how are you doing? We're still in the Premier League and you're struggling wherever you may be. And listen, this is all due respect. Mind the gap. Remember, mind the gap,
Leeds United, and we're doing it the Brentford way. Mind the gap, Leeds United, mind the gap, Leeds United, and we're doing it the Brentford way.
Touche. Anyway, we've got Laney in the house. Did you enjoy that?
No, I wouldn't go as far as to say I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna jump on the Tony hatred, to be honest with you. But I'm not gonna do that. It's a bit. No, but I'm not. I'm paying respect to the best player that's ever played for us. You know.
I'm
talking about Ivan Toney.
I
talked about Ivan Toney. I just said I'm not jumping on the Ivan Toney hatred. We know he's on his way out. We know that he's only got two or three games to go. Booing him today, it didn't sit right with me. It doesn't. It sounds awful that it booing the Brentford team when they've just escaped and survived in the Premier League in the dogshit season that we've had with the injuries. You know, they've done incredible to get to where we're at. Not once were we in the bottom three when we probably were at some stages the third worst team in that division at some stages. We pulled it out of the bag. We got the ability, and the boos ringing around the G-Tech, it sounds the optics are awful. And I'm not saying that everyone that booed is wrong, but it doesn't sound good. And anyway, I'm off my high horse on that. Today it was the worst West London derby we've seen, but we beat Fulham 3-0 on aggregate.
You got 4 points,
and we beat Chelsea on aggregate. So West London is ours, Bill.
West London is ours. And just coming back to that as well, the Fulham thing and the minor gap. Just to people that don't know, is when Fulham won the league. They got promoted. Leeds won the league, and they went on video their players and did the minor gap Thomas song, minor gap Thomas Frank song with the trophy to us. And listen, now karma, as they say, karma comes back to bite you. Right in, come on, you bees. You can tell it's coming near to the end of the season. It's definitely coming near to the end of the season. I think I'm going to finish this podcast. Like I say, that's lady. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And, West London's ours. Listen, this is a Besotted Pride. Don't forget to buy us a beer. Besotted.com/beer. Don't forget to also subscribe on all good podcast channels and check us out on any of the... West London is ours. West London is ours, apparently. But like I said to you, listen, we've had a... Listen. This is exciting part of West London podcast. Come on, you bees!
Come on, you bees!
Come on, you bees!
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, But rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.